Oh yeah. Oh, you did it. You clicked on the Osway Bar podcast, a podcast dedicated to growth. We know we're not supposed to be stuck. We're designed to grow and be all that God has called us to be. We post every Monday and Wednesdays. Monday's a segment I call Monday Message. This is where your message is for me. Wednesday segment, that's one of my favorites. This is a segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise. This is where I get to sit down with amazing guests and draw from their wisdom, experiences, and anointing, all for the purpose of growing. So if you're ready, I said if you're ready, growth fanatics, let's do it! All right, and welcome back. Hello, everyone. It is Monday. And sorry that this episode is so late. I tell you, it was a challenge today. Early this morning, I got up to record, and for some reason, my SD card had some issues, and I thought I was recording, but apparently I wasn't. So, man, a lot of fun stuff. So, anyways, I'm excited to re-record this again, so we're going to go at it again, but I think it's going to be a blessing to you. Again, if you're new to this podcast, we're dedicated to growth here. We post every Monday and Wednesdays, Monday messages, Wednesday's Word from the Wise, and I'm honored to share with you guys today. Today's episode is titled Fear. I wanted to talk about this because it's something I've been pondering on over this weekend in a positive way. Friday, October 7th was my mom's birthday. And for those who are following the podcast, you know that my mom went on to be with the Lord about 2 years ago. It's coming up on 2 years in November. And so just thinking about that, you know, celebrating my mom's life and just keeping her thoughts in my mind. One of the things that she always taught me is, you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And she did, because honestly, growing up, I was very fearful. Like I was one of those kids that was scared of the dark. You know, I imagine a lot of us can relate to some of those things that we were fearful of. But man, she would always read that verse. I know that was my first memory verse that I actually memorized, was 2 Timothy 1:7. You know, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And a lot of people's first memory verse, probably John 3:16. Actually, that's the question of the day. DM me. I'm curious. What was your first memory verse that you can recall? Again, mine was 2 Timothy 1:7. And it's because, I mean, I would say that scripture all the time. I remember of running out to the trash can. You know, the trash was kind of far off. And it would be outside, and it would be nighttime. And I'd just be saying that verse over and over and over, running to the trash can, you know, throwing the lid on and running back, constantly repeating that verse. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about just really how we can overcome fear. Before we dive in, I do want to give a couple shout outs. So, you know, I want to shout out, Colin Mellett. Colin, thank you for your encouraging words the other day, and how this podcast is changing your life. That really encourages me that, what Colin, told me was that he feels like every episode is just calling him up closer and closer to growth. It's drawing him, to strive to grow, in his relationship with the Lord, to grow in his personal development. And so it's awesome, brother. That means a lot that you would come and share that with me. So if you agree with Colin, actually, it would mean a lot to me if you would leave a review or rating on this podcast. This helps get exposure out and make people aware of it. So again, if you agree with Colin that this is a blessing and each episode is challenging you every time, I encourage you guys to write a review and leave a rating. Also, I do want to just throw a little promo for Colin. Colin's a phenomenal artist. So if you're ever looking for a logo or like a super tight, like fancy drawing of you and your family or just yourself, if you like portraits of yourself, kind of weird like that, hit up Colin Mellett on Instagram, and that's Mellotron360. So that's @MELLETTRON360. So Mellotron360, you won't regret it. Okay, so let's dive right in. Fear. All right, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Well, if we're going to overcome fear, we have to first admit if we are in fear. Now, I know of a lot of us are macho guys and faith-filled folks who would never dare mention fear, right? But it's all right. It's just me and you. And honestly, I can't even see you. So we have to sometimes look internally. And man, if we're just honest, there's probably some things that we are afraid of, that we may have fear of. But here's one thing that we guise it with, and I got to address this first, and then we're going to break down 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And here's the thing I want to break down. It's fear sometimes can get mixed up with wisdom, and here's what I mean. So, like, for example, let's say the Lord is putting on your heart to write a book. You know, one of the fears that can come up is fear of the unknown, like, I've never done this before. One of the fears can be, you know, what will people think? You know, I'm not qualified. I've never done this before. Who's going to want to hear what I have to share? Right? Those are all fears. But if the Lord directed you in something, you know, one way that we guise fear and we try to make it sound good is with wisdom. And so wisdom may be, well, no, I got to take a bunch of courses before writing a book. Wisdom may be, I really got to understand the subject before writing. And again, all those things are right, and I don't think any of those things are wrong. I think we should, you know, take time to take courses. I think we should take time to really understand the subject matter. But I think a lot of times we place the word wisdom over something that you actually are ready for, but because we're throwing up an excuse, and that's what I'm going to call it, it's just call for what it is, an excuse of saying why we can't do something. When in reality, you know, if God's given you a directive to do something, you just need to step out and do it. Let me give you another example. You know, in Proverbs, it says, that the lazy person says there's a lion in the streets. I can't go outside because there's a lion in the streets. Most people would call that wisdom. You know, I'm out here, I live out here in Colorado, and I remember 2 summers ago, me and some buddies were waking up early in the morning and going for some jogs, and one of the guys said he went for another route, and he encountered a bear. He saw a bear. So he slowly started walking away. So I totally understand. But what's crazy is the word, the Bible, doesn't call that being wise when you see obstacles in the way and you hiding or you retreating or stepping back. It actually calls it lazy. Now, to put in context of that, of what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get across, because I don't want you to misunderstand me, there's time for preparation. If you know me well, I sit down and mentor some guys, and they always hear me quote Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9 says that wisdom prepares the banquet, mixes the wine or grape juice, depending on your denomination, cuts the meat, sets the table, and then, you know, calls out for the invitation for people to come and feast. So in other words, was the breakdown of that is preparation time is needed and it's necessary. But the thing that I really feel strong to share with you guys today is that there are times that you've been preparing and the Lord's saying, okay, go after it. But you've silenced yourself and you've continued to stay in the path of not pushing forward, not moving forward because it's out of fear. It's out of fear. And so let us not make the mistake of guising fear with wisdom. And the reason why we do that is because, you know, wisdom and fear can be so mixed up is because true wisdom actually comes from a place of fear. Now, hold up. Don't do me like that. All right, don't just hang up the podcast. I know some of you are thinking that's heresy. You're tripping, Sway. No way. No, but I'll give you scripture. You know, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. So the reason we mix it up is because wisdom in its purest form comes from a foundation of fear. But it's a fear of what? Fear of the Lord. See, because if we're listening to the world standard of wisdom, we're going to be afraid and fearful of the world's things. But when we come to a place of fearing God, man, I love something that Paul Milligan said. He says, if you fear God, you'll fear nothing else. See, when you come to a place of fearing God, in other words, you reverence, you hold him to the highest esteem. He's above all. His word is above all. That means that if he's giving you a direction, then you're going to go forward with it and all the other excuses are going to stop because you fear the Lord. Back to that example of book, you know, if you're afraid of like, man, what will people say? I would dare to say that you are more fearful of man than you are of God. Because if God gave you a direction, then you need to go forward and it doesn't matter what people would say. You're honoring God and you're being faithful to the Lord. So fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of godly wisdom, not the world's wisdom. So again, if we're going to overcome fear, we have to, one, break it down and realize, are we in fear or not? You may be in fear of that next move. You may be fearing a career change. You may be in fear of starting that podcast, that YouTube channel, that book. You may be in fear of asking that girl out. You may be in fear of applying for that job. I'm telling you, do not guise fear with wisdom and try to put excuses. Man, if the Lord is directing you and you're seeing guidance in that, then I say, dude, full send. Go after it. So how do we overcome that? Well, one, we got to admit, okay, maybe I am in a place of fear. Maybe I am fearful of some things. And if you are and you're at that place, I believe you're at the best place. You're at the best place. Because now we can deal with it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind." I'm going to do this quick, but power, God has given you power. You know, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Man, I'm telling you, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but he wants to fill you with the spirit of power. And that comes through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If that's something that you need or you lack, DM me at the Josue Bar Podcast and say, you know, baptism of the Holy Spirit, Josue. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, Josue. And I'll set up a time with you, man. We'll talk about it. I'd love to. I mean, this is a gift that you need. People ask, like, do I need to, you know, in order to go to heaven, do I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? No, you don't. It's not a requirement like that. You know, to go to heaven is to believe in Jesus. But I'm telling you, your daily walk with Jesus is going to be very limited without the power of the Holy Spirit. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. So God has given you power, man. Just like when Thanos had all the Infinity Stones, when Popeye had spinach, when the cartoon characters drank Red Bull and they had wings, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is power. And he has power in you. We're not weak. I'm telling you, there's been times where I've needed to pray over things and maybe things that I was nervous, timid, or fearful of, and I just didn't know how to pray. I would just pray in the Holy Ghost. I would pray in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, that will stir up your faith. That will build you up to get after it. You have power. Love, 1 John 4:18, it says, you know, so again, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So love, 1 John 4:18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Man, why is this important to note? When you read the context of 1 John chapter 4, it's talking about the love of God for you. It's talking about the love of God for you and the love that we should have for others because we've received that love. But around in this verse 18, 19, 20, so on, it talks about coming to the judgment seat of the Lord and talks about how we should become come boldly. And why? Because we're in love. You know, God loves us. So there's such a confidence when you know that the God, the mighty, the almighty, the creator has so much love for you. There's such a confidence in that. Man, I remember my cousin, Chelsea, man, if she ever listens to this, she's probably going to give me a hard time. But man, I remember she would make moves at church and, you know, if people sitting in her seat or whatever, and she would come with confidence because she knew her dad was the pastor, right? She would walk with this confidence because she knew that she was loved, right? Just like when David approached Goliath, he didn't, you know, a lot of people were looking at Goliath and seeing the issue. But what David was looking at was in context of God saying that who is this uncircumcised Philistine here to disgrace, you know, the Lord of hosts? Who is this? Who is this man's coming after God? One, he feared the Lord. And again, like I said, if you fear God, you'll fear nothing else. And the other thing is that he knew the love that God had for his people. And that God had already made a promise and that no army or no enemy can come against them. So what did he step into? He stepped into that confidence, right? Love will make you confident. When you know you are loved by God, you will walk in confidence. So God has not given us a spirit of fear, but his power, right? Dunamis, power, love. And lastly is a sound mind. Look, I love sound mind. When you look up the definition of sound mind in the Greek, it really comes down to self-control. Meaning, you have control of yourself. That's a responsibility. And what is a responsibility? It's an ability to respond. Oh, come on. Let me say that again. What is responsibility? Look, you have self-control. Self-control means you control yourself. God has given you the Spirit of God, to get your flesh in order, to get your soul in order. Your spirit man is strong, and your spirit man reigns. And when you allow your spirit man to lead your life, you will control your soul and you will control your flesh. Man, this is powerful. You can control yourself. And that is a responsibility, and responsibility is the ability to respond. So in other words, you decide, how are you going to respond? When fear creeps up and it creeps its ugly head in your life, you have the ability to respond. And how are you going to respond? Are you going to respond and give into the spirit of fear? Or are you going to give into the spirit of what your God has given you, which is power and love? Sometimes we just got to pause. We have to hit the pause and just calm out the noise, take a step back, and make a choice. We have to make a decision. Am I going to walk in fear, or am I going to walk in power and love? And I love that in this verse, because let me just share this last little nugget with you. You know, we worked at, I used to work in comm services. I used to train there in their prayer team. I used to train in their customer service. I loved it, man. It was phenomenal and a fun experience. Of working at the phone center. If you guys are listening here in your phone center, folks, man, I just appreciate you. Seriously, what you guys do is phenomenal. What you guys do is not easy. What you pour out is so much. You breathe so much life into people. But the thing I want to point out from working at comm services, one of the things they trained us is when people call into the phone center, a lot of times they're calling because of fruit issues, right? They're fruit needs. In other words, you know, I've had people call in for the sense of, like, you know, feeling discouraged about, you know, a transition in life. People, you know, concerned about their health. People concerned about finance. People concerned about their neighbor. People having issues with their relatives, right? And all those things I just listed, they are important, but ultimately they are fruit issues. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, when my dad, he used to give, when I used to go cut the weeds, he'd give me a hoe. And I remember one time I got corrected by my uncle because I would always cut the weeds, but I would cut it at the top. And so those weeds in 2 days would grow back real fast. And why? It's because I never addressed it at the root issue. So when people are calling in, they're calling in because of these fruit issues. And the thing that we were trained to do is address the root issue. And the root issue for most folks, it boils down to two things. It's either that they don't know their identity in Christ. What is that? In 2 Timothy 1:7, it's power. Or they don't realize that they're love, the love of God. What is that in 2 Timothy 1:7? It's power and love. So I want to encourage you guys that you have a sound mind. What is a sound mind? It's self-control, the ability to control yourself, a responsibility, ability to respond. And you have to respond in either, man, I am either not confident in my identity in Christ, the power, or I am not confident in the love that God has for me. Love. So I'm here to tell you today that you can make the choice. And I understand fear. I've been afraid to do things, man. I was afraid to start this podcast. My thought is like, man, who's going to listen? Who am I? Right? But when I came back to the identity of who God has called me to be, that, you know, He's anointed me to speak, to communicate, to share the gospel. Man. That gave me confidence to go ahead and step forward. And have I done it perfectly? No, not at all. Go listen to the Heavy Revy Show. Trust me, I have not done it perfectly. That's my old podcast. Man, but I'm telling you, as you step out, you begin to learn. You begin to grow. You begin to develop. Man, I remember when I went to go ask out my wife now, right? And ask her out on a date. Man, there was fear in me, right? There was fear. And I'm telling you guys, young kings, man, young kings, that's who you are. and you have a hard job because you have to go, and a true man is going to be the one who's going to ask someone out. You have the hard responsibility on your shoulders because you have to face the hardest thing. And what is that? Rejection. Ladies, you have it hard too. I understand. I know it can be nerve-wracking and hard to say no to someone. But with that, man, I was fear, man. There was a sense of fear that came up of rejection. But I got to this place of realizing that, one, it was the Lord. I knew I had peace about this. But two, is that, man, even if she did reject me, I know my Heavenly Father would never. My Heavenly Father would never. So what did that build for me? That built confidence of like, man, hey, I am interested. She is amazing. It is worth the rejection. I'm going to go for it. And I stepped out. Last story I'll end with you guys, right? The children of Israel. It says that when they were captive and slaves in Egypt, when they were set free, Moses, you know, walked them out and they were free and they walked away. When they left Egypt, man, God anointed them to work with metal, to work with gold, and to be craftsmen. That's crazy. Meaning they did not have that skill when they were in Egypt. But when they left Egypt, God anointed them. Listen, there may be some things that you're afraid of, but if you stay in Egypt, you're going to miss out on the anointing. Man, they were anointed because they stepped out and they left Egypt. Oh, man, I'm getting preacher mode and I'm knocking the mic, man. Let me say that again. They were anointed because they left Egypt. Some of us are in a place of Egypt, or Egypt may be our mindset. Egypt may be an actual place. Egypt may be stuck and being stagnant. But I'm telling you, the anointing will only come when you are willing to make a step forward. When you are willing to face your fear, because at the end of your fear is the rewards, it's lives transformed, and it's you being blessed. So I'm telling you, first you got to recognize, am I in fear? Humble yourself and realize if you are, man, write what that fear is. Write it down. And second, realize you have power. What is power? It's your identity. God's anointed you. He's equipped you. Right? You have love. God's given you, He hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but He gave you power. He gave you love. Love is confidence. Confidence that your Father God loves you. He's going to take care of you. He's for you. And lastly, you have a sound mind. That's self-control. Meaning you can control yourself. Meaning, it's a responsibility. It's the ability to respond. And you have the choice today to respond in fear or to respond in power and love. You have the choice. So, my three-minute challenge for you guys today. I know it's a little longer, but here's my three-minute challenge. You guys will be hearing the piano playing in the background. By the way, that's something new I'm going to start doing. So that piano music will continue to play. That's like your three-minute timer. Even after this episode ends and we're done talking, that piano in the background is going to be like your timer for 3 minutes. I understand some of these challenges are done sooner than 3 minutes or not, but it's just if you want to time yourself, that's what it is. But, man, here's your three-minute challenge. I want you to write down what is it that you're afraid of. It may be to apply for the new job. It may be to write that book. It may be to start that podcast, start that YouTube channel. Maybe to switch jobs. It may be whatever, right? Whatever it is, write down that fear. And I want you to find out what is the root issue. Is it because you are low in your self-esteem, in your identity in Christ? Or is it because you don't realize the love that God has for you? In these next 3 minutes, just ponder on that. Pray about that. Talk to your Father, man. Jesus, He wants to speak to you. Ask Him, what is it? And allow Him to either boost that identity or to reassure His love for you. Thank you guys for tuning in.